Lady Liberty and I immediately made New York my home. I even took the subway to Far Rockaway Beach a couple of times. I felt most comfortable sitting quietly on Brooklyn Bridge with Lady Liberty as my company. There was an old broken-down bench on the Manhattan side, and I made it my own. Later, just before I left for Michigan, I discovered where the bridge starts on the Brooklyn side. But I never crossed it. I just like sitting on it. I didn't have too much to say to Lady Liberty. It was very peaceful on the bridge. I called it my temple of solitude. I went there so often that eventually I got caught in the rain. It wasn't a big rain, but it wasn't anything to ignore either. I had a long coat on, and by the time I waddled back to the subway station, it was like wearing a soaked towel. I was dripping rain in the subway car, and there was nothing I could do. The person standing next to me actually smiled, realizing that I was making a puddle without making much of a fuss. I like getting caught in the rain as much as I like my little adventures. A few days later, I was back on the bench with candies in my pocket. The river was flowing to the sea. Manhattan skyscrapers stood majestic to my right. There were ships passing beneath me back and forth, and cars going left and right just below the area I was sitting on. Out in the distance, toward the right, stood the quiet and peaceful Lady Liberty.